outline that we've been working on for the last few weeks.
我们上几周一直用的一张图，关于末世的一张图啊。如果有谁没有的话，这边 OK.
There's more.
There's more.
有谁没有的话，我们传一传啊，就留一张下来，或者没带的可以留一张下来。
That's good. That sounds good. I like to know this. Thank you.
Put it down here. I think there's probably extras there.
Yes. Yeah.
You might want to leave them down there, Sharon, in case somebody else comes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got some.
Everything's fine. Here we go.
It's okay.
All right. So we've been looking at this chart. It starts over here. This is where we are.
我们一直在这几个星期在读这张图啊，是从最左边开始的。那这是我们待的地方，我们现在正在的位置。
And this is the chart of coming events. What's going to happen in the world into the future?
那这是一张图呢，是未来要发生的事。这个世界在未来会，我们会看见会发生的事。
And we all start in life right here.
那我们都是从最左边开始进到生命里来的。
We're on the broad road, but the Bible says that the broad road leads to destruction.
我们是在这条宽路上，但是呢，圣经说呢，这个宽门宽路呢是引向灭亡的。
And so the Lord says that we are to strive to enter into the narrow gate.
那圣经说呢，我们要竭力进那窄门。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, and if we put our trust in Him, if we accept Him as Savior, we get to leave the broad way that leads to destruction and get on the narrow way that leads to life.
那圣经说呢，是耶稣是那道路、真理和生命，所以我们要信靠他呢，我们就进到了，我们就远离了那个引向灭亡的宽门，进到了窄门，那引向永生的。
And the Lord Jesus, when he taught this, said that we are to strive to enter in at the narrow gate.
那是耶稣说到这个点的时候呢，说我们要竭力进那个引向永恒的窄门。
And in many respects, that's why we come to Bible studies like this, so that we will know and understand, so that we can believe.
所以那一切，比方说我们来这里听福音课的弟兄姊妹们，我们就能明白我们就知道怎么样才能进到窄门里去。
But as we come to know and understand, we must make the step of getting off the broad road onto the narrow road. We've all got to choose to go through that gate. Each person chooses individually.
但是我们每一个人都必须个人的来做这样的一个选择，我们决定离开那个宽路，进到那个窄门。
So the top road goes up to heaven.
那是往上的这个窄门呢，是往天堂去的。
People who accept the Lord Jesus Christ do go to heaven.
那所有人接受耶稣基督的就到天堂去了。
But the people who don't, they die and they go down to hell. Their bodies go to the grave, but they go to hell.
那对于那些不相信的、拒绝的呢？那他们死了呢，他们的身体进到坟墓，他们的灵就去到了地狱。
And for the people who go to hell, one day there will be a judgment. We learned about this last week. There will be a judgment for them. And because they haven't received or haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they go to this terrible place called the Lake of Fire.
那对于一切在地狱里的人呢，有一天会有一个大审判。那在这审判之后呢，因为他们是拒绝了耶稣基督，所以他们会被丢到火湖里去。
Those though who go on the narrow way, their bodies go to the grave, but their soul and spirits go to heaven.
那对于那些在窄门里的人呢，他们的身体在死后呢，也去了坟墓，但是他们的灵呢，去到了天堂。
And then there's going to be a judgment in heaven for all who believe the Savior. That's going to be a an awards day or a reward day.
那在去到天堂里的每一个灵呢，他们有一天也会有一个审判，那这个审判呢是奖赏的审判。
All right, so that's a review.
那这是一个回顾。
But the question is, what about the people who are still on the earth?
那问题是在地上的人现在怎么样呢？
So there are three rows on this chart. The top row is for the people who have died and gone to heaven.
那现在有三条路，那上面一条路呢，是人死了，去了天堂。
The bottom road is for those who've rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They carry on in hell and in judgment.
那下面这条宽路呢，是人死了，那他们灵去了地狱。
But there aren't arrows to show this, but actually the middle row is for people who are still alive and they didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Which row?
Okay, the middle row.
Across
here.
那就是当中这条呢是人还主再来的时候他还活在世上但是他没有接受耶稣的人。
So, let's talk about it now from the point of view of those on the middle row.
那我们现在讲一下关于中间这条路的一些事情。
There is this line here, we call this the rapture of the church.
那在最顶上呢有一条路啊是我们叫做教会被提。
The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come down to the air one day, and he's going to call all the Christians, all the living Christians are going to go to heaven.
那有一天呢耶稣会来那地上当时还活着的人已经信了的呢他们会被提到空中与主相遇。
All the dead Christians are going to go up to heaven too.
那所有死了的人呢也要去天堂。
And so we'll all be together here in heaven.
那所有这些已经信了的无论当时还活着的还是死了的人呢都是在天堂里。
But what about the people who are not Christians when the Lord Jesus calls the Christians to heaven?
那对于那些还活着但是他并不是信靠神的不是基督徒的那些人当时基督来的时候怎么办呢？
And so you don't see the arrow here, but they're going to carry on, and they're going to go to this thing here called the tribulation.
然后呢，他们会继续活着，一直往前走，走到一个当中的这个词叫大灾难，就是 tribulation 的时代。
There will be two kinds of people in the tribulation.Once the Lord Jesus calls the church to heaven, there's going to be two kinds of people left.
那一旦主已经把教会提走了以后呢，会有两种的人呢在地上。
One is going to be the people who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一种呢是已经明确拒绝了耶稣基督的人。
And the other group are going to be those who have not rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
那另外一批呢，是他们没有拒绝耶稣基督。
After a while, there will be many babies born, and of course, they will not have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ at this point.
那过一阵呢，也会有很多的，就那个时代呢，也会有很多的婴儿出生，但是那些人都也是没有做自己的选择的。
But there's going to be lots and lots of trouble on the earth.
但是地上的麻烦呢会越来越多。
So this is called the tribulation. The word tribulation means trouble times.
那这个管圣经叫做呢大灾难那大灾难就意味着那是个麻烦的时代。
All right, and the logic is this. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be setting up his kingdom at the end.
那逻辑是这样的，就是他到耶稣在最后呢，一定会建立他的国度。
But the only way you can have a good kingdom is to get rid of the people who would make the kingdom bad.
那你要建立国度，必须要把在国度里会造成麻烦和捣乱的那批人要拿走。
So, you've somehow got to get rid of the bad guys before you can have good guys.
有的时候你在有好的这个民众之前，你必须把那个坏的要挪走。
And the Bible always says there's two ways to deal with bad guys.
圣经说有两个方法呢，去把那个坏人挪走。
Okay, one is to change the bad guy into a good guy.
一种呢是把这个坏人变成好人。
And the other way is to take the bad guy and get rid of him.
第二种呢是把坏人去除掉。
Okay, so we were all born on the broad way.
所以我们都在宽路上出生的。
And therefore we're all bad guys.
所以我们都是坏人。
So what's the Lord say to us?
那主怎么跟我们说呢？
He says, let me save you and change you on the inside and you can come into my kingdom.
然后他说我要从你里面改变你，那你能够进到我的国度来。
But if you don't choose to have me save you, I've got to punish you.
那如果你不让我来改变你呢，我会就惩罚你了。
So now, back again to this period called the tribulation. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back to the earth.He's got to clean the earth up. He's got to get rid of the bad guys.
那这个时候我们讲到回到大灾难，那就是耶稣要再来。这个时候呢，他要把地上那些坏人要除去了。
And so the Bible in many places say that there is going to be a time of great trouble for the people who continue to live on the earth.
那圣经提到呢，在那个时候会有持续的麻烦，对于还活在地上的人来说，有很多的麻烦。
And the troubles are going to come as warnings.
那这些麻烦呢，会成为一个警告，对于当时的人。
So after you see a few warnings, what are you supposed to do?
当你看到一些警告，你该怎么办呢？
You're supposed to turn to the Lord.
你应该转向神，对不对？
And so in this time of great trouble,There's going to be many people turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as their Savior.
在那个时候会有很多的人，他们转向上帝，接受基督成为他们的救主。
But the only kind of people who can do that are the kind of people who didn't reject the Lord Jesus Christ before.
那只能有什么样的人能够做这种改变呢？是他在之前他没有明确拒绝过耶稣的。
So at this point here, the rapture, people who are still on the earth at the time of the rapture, who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, they will not have a chance to be converted.
所以在这个图里面最顶上那条路呢，其实是教会的被提。当这个教会被提了以后呢，在这地上剩下的两部分人，一部分人是已经明确拒绝的人呢，另外一部分人是没有明确拒绝。那已经明确拒绝的，他们是没有办法再得救。
But all the rest will have a chance.
那剩下的都还有机会。有一次机会。
All right. Well, now that's all introductory. I haven't given you proof verses for all this. I want us to get on to this subject now of the great tribulation.
那我们只是一个短暂的回顾，我们还没有讲到详细的经文。那我们今天主要的点呢，就是要看这个中间最中间的这个词——大灾难。
All right, so Matthew chapter 24.
那我们来看一下大灾难的内容是什么呢？我们一起来读圣经，马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太的二十四章。
And verse 21.
21节。
Verse 21. And it says, For then there will be great distress.
他说因为那时必有大灾难。
Tribulation. Unequaled from the beginning of the world until now.
从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的。
Big, big trouble on the world. It's the judgment of God on a world that said no to Jesus Christ.
所以这个是特别大的特别大的灾难是对于那些拒绝耶稣的人从神而来的审判。
It's the judgment of the Lord on the world that basically said, Jesus, we don't want you.
所以这个是从神来对那些什么样的人的审判呢？那些说耶稣我不要你。
Remember when he was here, they killed him.
你们记得当耶稣在这的时候呢，地上的人杀了他。
What would happen if he came back today?
如果他回来今天，你猜会怎么样？
Well, the world would kill him again, wouldn't it?
你猜啊，我猜那个世界会再杀他一次。
The world doesn't love Jesus.
世界并不喜欢耶稣。
So there is coming this time of great tribulation.
所以这里呢就来了这个大灾难的时刻了。
Many parts of the Bible talk about that time.
那很多
I'm going to turn you, go ahead.
也很多圣经的部分讲到了这一段内容。
So turn now to the book of Joel. In your Old Testament, the book of Joel. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos.
约珥书旧约的约珥书。
In your Bibles, if you've got the
which
big Bible. Two.
约珥书的1470就是旧约的1475页。约珥书的二章。如果是本蓝本的圣经是旧约的1475页
Page number 1475 I believe
Yeah, 75 旧约的约珥书
How do I turn it on? There, got it Yes, thank you
All right, Joel chapter 2.
约珥书的二章。
And Joel's talking about this day of great tribulation. He says, for those of you who've got the normal Bible, it's page 1475. He says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm in my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble.
约珥书二章一节你们要在锡安吹角在我圣山吹出大声国中的居民都要发颤因为耶和华的日子临到将到已经临近
And then the line says For the day of the Lord is coming It is close at hand
然后这圣经说呢是已经在很近了日子将到
It is here called the day of the Lord
这里叫做主的日子 the day of the Lord.
Okay. Now, we often have in our society a day when somebody is highly honored.
我们经常在我们的社会里会有一天呢把一个人的这个名高举的。
So, at a wedding, the bride and the groom are highly honored.
那在婚礼的时候呢当天的焦点就是新郎和新娘。
On a birthday, the person who has celebrating the birthday, they are highly honored.
在一个人的生日的时候呢，这个人就是那个当天的焦点会。
There's coming a day called the day of the Lord when the Lord is going to be completely in charge.
那会有这么一天呢，就是主的日子呢，那一天主是完全掌权的。
And we say that would be very, very nice.
我们说这是非常非常好的。
But there was a day when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.
然后会有一天呢，当耶稣被钉死的时候。
And he said on that day, he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness.
他说这个是你的日子啊，就是黑暗的。黑暗掌权的日子。
So the people killed him on their day.
所以在他们的时候，在他们的日子，在这些地上人的日子的时候，他们杀了耶稣。
And on that day, you remember, the Lord Jesus stood back and he let them do whatever they were going to do.
你会看见在那一天呢，耶稣选择没有反抗，让他们做一切他们愿意做的事。
But the day is coming when the Lord's going to take control.
那会有那么一天来哈，而且临近了，就是耶稣要掌他的权
了。And it will be His day.
这是主的日子了。
And we get all excited because that's going to be a wonderful day.
那我们会非常高兴，因为这是很有意义的一天。
But before He can set up His great kingdom, He's got to punish the people who will not.Follow him.
那在他建立国度之前呢，他总是要审判那些不跟随他的人。
And so the day of the Lord begins with great trouble.
那主的日子是从什么时候开始呢？是从一些大麻烦的开始的。
It will end with marvelous splendor and glory.
他会在什么结束呢？会在非常棒的荣耀里面结束。
But it begins with trouble.
是从麻烦里开始的。
So verse 2.
二节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 2.
约珥二章二节。
It's a day of darkness and gloom. A day of clouds and blackness. It's like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes. Such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come.
那日是黑暗幽冥密云乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山岭，又 有一对蝗虫，又大又强，从来也没有这样的，直到以后直到万代也没有。
Before this army, before them, fire devours.
在他们前面，就是这个军队之前呢，如火焚烧。
Behind them, a flame blazes.
后面又如火焰烧尽。
Before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden.
未到以先，地如伊甸园。
Behind them, a desert waste.
过去以后，成了荒凉的旷野。
Nothing escapes them.
没有一样能躲避他们。
And this is just one of many pictures of this terrible day that's coming. God is going to have to judge.
所以这个是讲到那最糟糕的那。在人看来最糟糕的那一天，就是因为神有审判来了。
In our day, when there are, when there's sinners, when there's a bad country or bad people, sometimes there must be war.
所以在今天的我们的地上呢，当有一些坏人或者有一些坏的国家呢，常常我们会看见有征战。
And after war, there is great destruction.
那在征战之后，战争之后，地上留下的都是大的毁灭。
Now the Bible's last book, the Book of Revelation,
圣经最后一卷书《启示录》
tells us much about the judgment of these last days.
讲了我们关于很，告诉我们关于很多这些末日审判的事情。
There will be much suffering.
有很多的苦难。
There will be much death.
也有很多的死亡。
There will be starvation.
有饥饿。
There will be scary things.
有很多可怕的事。
In the sky and on the earth.
在天上在地上都有。
And they are all warnings to turn people to God.
这些都是用来劝人回转归向主的警告。
And two things will happen.
那两件事会发生。
Many people will say, God is right. I am wrong. I repent. I want God to help me.
有很多的人会说呢，神是对的，我错了，我要悔改，我要让神来帮助我。
And many people will say, I don't care who God is or what he does, I still love my sin more.
也还是有很多的人会说呢，我也不知道上帝是谁，我也不在乎他，我要我做我自己喜欢的事情。
So the warnings are going to divide the people, aren't they?
所以这样的警告呢，会把人分成两部分，对不对？
And some will respond, and some will be hardened and resist.
那有的人呢，他会反应是积极的，那他悔改，他信了。有的人呢，在这个警告里呢，心变得反而越来越硬了，越来越拒绝了。
Now, this particular tribulation period will be for 7 years.
那这样的一个灾难时期的持续呢，会有七年的时间。
There will be bad days before it.
在这之前也还会有一些糟糕的日子。
And then there will be 3.5 years that are bad.
然后呢，前面三年半的糟糕日子呢，会有后面三年半会更糟糕。
Then there will be another 3.5 years which are even worse. They'll be really bad.
所以前面三年半是糟糕，但是相比后面三年半好很多。后面最后的那三年半是非常非常糟糕。
Now, why is it going to be so bad?
为什么会有这么麻烦呢？
And the answer is because the heart of man is very bad.
答案是呢，人的心呢已经非常坏了。
Jeremiah the prophet said,The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
那耶利米书说呢，人的心呢比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
Okay, so there's going to be very great judgment because the people are going to be very, very bad.
那最终会有一个审判，因为在那个时代的人呢，他们会越来越坏。
All right, just for an illustration of that, the book of Revelation.
我们要明白这个呢，我们看一点启示录的内容。
Chapter 9.
启示录的九章，新约最后一卷书。
Revelation chapter
9. 442页。新约42。
In chapter 6 and 7 and 8 and in the beginning of chapter 9, we read about terrible things happening.
从六章启示录的六章、七章、八章和九章的前半段，我们读到很多很恐怖、很糟糕的事。
And the beginning of chapter 9 talks about days that are very like the days in Joel chapter 2.
那第九章一开始讲到的那个日子呢，极像约珥书在旧约里面二章讲的那个日子。
All right. Maybe we can read about some of these bad things that are happening. Verse 4. Daniel, just Revelation 9, verse 4.
可以，也许我们读一点关于这个日子，九章的四节。
These armies were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
然后呢，第四节说呢，吩咐他们就是那些蝗虫啊，不可伤害地上的草、各样的青物，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
These armies are just like those described in Joel 2 that we didn't read about.
那这些所谓的蝗虫军队，就像约珥书二章提到的那个一样。
Verse 5, they were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months.
但不许蝗虫，就蝗虫没有这个能力害死人，只是叫他们受痛苦五个月。
Would that be bad?
那非常，这是不是很糟糕啊？
How would you like to go to your doctor? The doctor says, I don't have much hope. You're going to be tortured for 5 months.
你猜，如果你去医生那去看病，医生说，哎呀，我没什么别的办法，你就要受苦受五个月。
That'd be terrible. If you were in prison,
那是很糟糕的。
And the prison guard said, okay, you're going to start today. 5 months torture for you starting today.
如果你在监狱里、oh,
say this is terrible.
那个官员说、你从现在开始要受五个月的苦，那你说、哎、这太糟糕了。
Verse 5 goes on, and the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man.
在这痛苦啊，就是蝗虫造成的痛苦，就像蝎子蜇人一样的痛苦。
Has anyone here ever been bitten by a scorpion?
就今天有在座的有没有被蝎子咬过？
Okay, I've never seen a scorpion.
我都没见过蝎子。
But I know it's bad.
我知道那个很糟糕。
Verse 6. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them.
在那些日子呢，人要死，求死呢，却绝不得死。愿意死呢，死却远避他们。
So there's going to be 5 months of punishment on the earth when suicide is not an option.
所以这个会有五个月在地上哈、在这审判的五个月里面呢，这个连自杀都没有机会。
Is that pretty bad?
是不是很糟糕
？So bad.
Can you imagine situation being so bad that you couldn't even commit suicide? That's bad.
你能想象一个如此糟糕的情形，连自杀都不是选项，我都不能做的。
All right, what's the conclusion of all that? Verse 20.
二十节，结论是什么呢？往下看。
It says the rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent.Of the work of their hands.
那其余未被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己手所做的。
Boy, that means our hearts are pretty bad, doesn't it?
那这个看起来我们的心真的很糟糕啊。
How bad is the world today? It's bad.
那今天的世界坏到什么程度呢？
And even if God were to punish it with judgment so bad that for 5 months they would long to die and couldn't.They still are not going to repent.
那即使神的手如此的重，有五个月他们甚至求死不能的这种苦难，那他们到最后还是不悔改去归向神。
So verse 20 continues, they did not stop worshiping demons.
他们也二十节往后，他们还是去拜鬼魔。
And idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood.
和那些不能看、不能听、不能走、金银铜木石的偶像。
Idols that cannot see or hear or walk.
不能看，不能听，不能行。
They did not repent of their murders, their magic arts, their immorality, or their thefts.
他们也不悔改那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫、偷窃的事。
Okay, does that mean the heart of man is bad?
你是不是反映人的心很坏啊？
Why is the judgment bad?Because people's hearts, people who choose sin and will not repent, deep down in their hearts, they are very, very bad. And the judgment is bad, but they say, we don't care how bad the judgment is, we're going to sin anyway.
所以那些罪人呢，他当时那些心里极度败坏的人呢，他们是在这种苦难里，他们也还依然选择罪，不要神的救恩。还是要他们做他们喜欢的事。
Just one further aside, that aside is the phrase their magic arts.
那这里有一个词叫他们的邪术。
Probably also means drugs.
啊，也许意味着这就是吸毒啊。
People love drugs.
嗯，因为人们喜欢毒品。嗯。
Our society says drugs are good.
因为我们现在的社会告诉我们呢，这个毒品是好的。
Our government says we are going to legalize marijuana.
我们的政府说呢，我们今天要使大麻合法。
God says drugs are bad, so bad that people who get on drugs want more drugs, in spite of the fact that their pain is so great they'd love to die, but they still want more drugs. Bible says drugs are bad. It's a sign of sin in the heart.
那圣经告诉我们，这种毒品和其他的罪。都是很不好，但是那些人呢，他即使在那五个月都痛苦到想死，他之后他还想去要这些东西。
All right, so we've got a time of tribulation. God punishing the people on the earth.
那我们现在看见，在大灾难里的呢，上帝在惩罚地上的人。
Some people are going to repent and say, Lord, please forgive me. I want to go your way.
那有些人会悔改，他会说呢，主啊，求你原谅我，我要到你那里去。
Most of the people are going to clench their fist and say, God, I still don't want you.
那还是有很多的人，他会攥起拳头跟上帝说，我不要你。
All right. So all of that then is going to culminate in what is called the Battle of Armageddon.
所有这些呢都会到一个终结点，我们管这个终结点呢叫哈米吉多顿大战。
And all the people in the world are going to say, all right, we're going to get together and we are going to fight God.
那所有地上的人在那一刻呢，他们会说，那我们要团结起来，我们要聚集起来，我们要跟神来叫板打仗。
They're going to bring their armies from all over the world and they're going to fight against Jerusalem.
他们会从全世界各地聚集军队，来在耶路撒冷附近征战。
And there will be a great battle.
会有一个特别大的征战。
And the evil armies will be destroyed.
那邪恶的军队会被全部打败。
And the evil people will be destroyed.
邪恶的人也会被打败。
And they will go down, the evil people will go down to hell for judgment.
邪恶的人会被丢到地狱里等候审判。
But the people who trusted the Lord will survive.
但是那些信靠神的呢，会幸存下来。
And so after the Battle of Armageddon, there will be many people still alive on the earth who did love God.
那哈米吉多顿大战之后呢，还地上还是会剩下一些人，他们还是很爱神。
And God then will bring them into a new kingdom, and he will start a completely different world full of righteousness and not sin.
上帝会带领他们进到一个新的国度，完完全全的公义，没有罪。
And that is what is called here the millennium.
那这就是往后，我们继续往后推，这张图的最右边讲到了千禧年，这就是那个时代。Millennium 就是千禧年。
All right, so let's go to the book of Revelation. We're there now. Revelation chapter 20.
我们看一下启示录的二十章。千禧年就是一千年，有一个一千年的统治。
Maybe we should start reading chapter 19 and verse 19.
我们可以从19章的19节读起。
It says, Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider or the Lord Jesus Christ on his horse and his army.
我看见那兽和地上的君王并他们的众军都聚集，要与骑白马的并他的军兵征战。
But the beast, this is the man who was leading the world in rebellion.
那这兽，这就是当时 那领导世界的那个反抗的那个人。
But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who was his aide, who had performed these miraculous wicked signs on his behalf.
那兽被擒拿，那这个兽呢，就是当时带领这个地上的一切这个反抗神的军队的那个头。
With these signs, this wicked man had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image.
那在兽面前曾行奇事，迷惑受印记和拜偶像之人的假先知，这是兽的那个助手，也与兽一同被擒拿。
The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
他们两个就被扔在烧着硫磺的火湖里。
So at the end of our, chart here, we've got this place, the lake of fire.
那最后呢，我们这张图的最右边、最下面就是火湖。
And the leaders of the people from the tribulation, the wicked leaders, they're going to be gone alive into the lake of fire.
那这一个兽，一个假先知，他们都会活着被扔到火湖里去。
Chapter 20 and verse 1.
那20章的1节。
I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain.
我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。
He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑1,000年。
So if you'll watch the chart again, the tribulation period for 7 years fighting to determine who was on the Lord's side and who wasn't. And then the great battle of Armageddon.
所以我们看一下这张图呢，从当中开始，先是大灾难，那他决定了当时留在地上的人他们最终的态度是什么。然后呢，随着时间推移，2017年底的时候，就来到了哈米基多顿的大战这一点。
And the Lord Jesus wins the battle of Armageddon.
然后呢，耶稣基督赢了这场战争。
And he does 4 things.
然后他做了4件事情。
Number 1, all the wicked people are sent to hell for judgment.
第一呢，所有邪恶的人丢到地狱里等候审判。
Number 2,
第二呢，
the government leader who was over the world, he is sent to the lake of fire.
那所有地上反对的神的君王呢，
Number 3,
那个兽他会被丢到这个火湖里去。
The spiritual leader of the world who worked with the government leader, the spiritual leader was a wicked, wicked man. The spiritual leader goes to the lake of fire.
那个兽呢，其实就是君王的头反对的，还有那个假先知，就是属灵的头反对神的，这两个都会被丢到火湖里去。
And number 4,
第四呢，
the devil who was behind the wicked people and the government leader and the spiritual leader called the beast and the false prophet. The devil is taken and he is put in chains and he's bound for 1,000 years.
那那个恶者，那个魔鬼，就在藏在那个兽和假先知之后的那个魔鬼，这就是假的三位一体啊。他呢也会被抓出来，用链子捆住，关1,000年。
So what would the world be like?
那时候的世界会像什么呢？
If the bad people were gone,
如果坏人都没了，
those people who didn't follow the Lord Jesus,
那些不跟随耶稣的人都没了。
If their leaders were gone, their government and their spiritual leaders were gone,
如果那个兽和假先知都没了。
And if the devil were gone,
恶者也没了，魔鬼
也没了。What would the earth be like?
那世界会像什么呢？
Pretty good.
非常好，对不对？
Okay. And so God, the Lord Jesus is going to get rid of all his enemies.
神要把他一切的敌人都消灭了。
And he's going to set up his own kingdom.
他要建立他自己的国度了。
All right, so back to verse 2.
我们回到第二节。
The Lord Jesus sees the dragon, that's the name of the devil. It's interesting. The Chinese have a dragon, don't they?
他说这个他捉住那龙也就是古蛇很有意思中国也有龙啊。
Is the dragon in Chinese culture? Is it a real animal?
其实龙在中国文化里是一个真的动物吗
No.
It's an imaginary animal.
它是一个想象的动物啊。
The Bible says there is a real dragon. You've never seen him. He's the devil. He's not imaginary. He's real. It's just that we don't see him.
圣经说呢是有这么一个恶者的他就是个龙的形象所以他不是个我是个 虚拟的。
In Chinese culture, is the dragon good or bad?
在中国的文化里龙是好还是不好
He's good. Don't believe it.
不要相信他。
That's true. Only God is good.
That's right. The dragon, the Bible says God's dragon is the devil, and he is very, very bad.
这个恶者就是非常非常坏。
To the mind.
The problem is, he looks good.
问题是呢，他看起来很好。
If you were to see the devil today, what do you think he'd look like?
你今天去看那恶者，你觉得他会像什么？
You would say what?He is fantastic.
你说哎呀他真的太好了。
The Bible says that if we were to see him, he would look like an angel of light.
圣经说呢他会打扮成像光明的天使一样。
And our first reaction would be, he's the best person I've ever seen.
我们第一反应是他是我们见过最好的人。
But he's a liar.
但他是个谎言撒谎者
And on the inside,
在他里面
bad,
他是非常非常坏的
So the devil's got four names here Number one, he's the dragon
那这个恶者在这里有四个名字第一呢他叫龙
Number one, he is the ancient or the old serpent
第二呢他叫古蛇就是老
What would that refer to?
这个是在说的谁啊
Do you remember the Garden of Eden?
你记得那个伊甸园里那条蛇吗
That's who he is. Yeah.
那就是伊甸园里那条蛇。
And the third thing is he is called the ancient, sorry, he is called the devil.
第三个名字他叫魔鬼。
And he is called Satan.
或者又叫撒旦。
Okay, and I'm trying to remember the meaning of those words.One of those words is he is the destroyer.
他是个毁坏者哈，我还记得他其他的名字。
That's what I think, yeah. So, the devil is the destroyer. He's the one who's going to destroy. He looks like an angel of light, but all he wants to do is destroy you.
魔鬼呢，看起来像光明的天使，但他真正想做的是破坏。
And the last one is, he is the accuser of the brethren.
那他是最后的撒旦，他就是谁呢？就是弟兄的控告者。
So, what is the devil doing today?
那今天的魔鬼在做什么呢？
And this is what he's doing.
这是他在做的。
He's talking to God.
他跟神说。
And he's saying about all the people who profess Jesus as Savior. He's saying, do you know how bad that person is?
他对上帝说什么呢？他说那一些自称为信靠神的人，他跟上帝说，你知道这个人有多坏吗？
And so the devil is going to God and he's telling God all the bad things about you and me if you've trusted the Lord as your Savior.
当你信靠神以后，上帝就魔鬼就天天到上帝面前去说你和我那非常糟糕的事情。
And Jesus is there.
然后耶稣在那里。
He's saying, I forgive them.
耶稣说我原谅他们。
Okay. And so you remember the story of Job in the Bible.
你们都记得约伯记，圣经里的约伯记。
And God and the devil were talking about Job.
上帝和那个魔鬼在谈论约伯的事情。
And God said, Job, he's a good man.
上帝说呢，约伯他是一个义人，好人。
And the devil said, no, he's not a good man.
那魔鬼说不，他不是一个好人。
And God said, all right, devil, you can touch him. And if you do that, you will prove that I'm right. He's a good man.
然后上帝说你可以碰他你但是不可伤他的性命这样呢你就能证明他是个好人还是个坏人。
And Job had lots of trouble.
所以约伯有很多很多的麻烦了。
Why did he have trouble?
为什么他有麻烦呢?
Because the devil was trying to prove to God that he wasn't a good man at all.
因为恶者想要努力证明给上帝看他就是一个不好的人。
Okay, so sometimes you have trouble, and the only reason is because the devil is trying to prove to God that you aren't really a believer at all.
所以有的时候我们会有些麻烦其实也就是上帝有恶者想向上帝证明你到底是真的信还是假的信。
Do you think life would be nicer if the devil would stop trying to prove that you're a phony?
如果你觉得撒旦努力想证明你是一个假信徒假设他不是这么做的话你生命会变得生活会变得更好吗
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
What would happen if the devil were put in chains and taken away for 1,000 years?
那你猜如果这样的恶者被链条捆锁离开1000年
This world would be a whole lot nicer place, wouldn't it?
这个地上会太美好了。
And those troubles that you have that keep on coming back and back, and sometimes you say, why, Lord? This is too hard, why?
然后你碰到的麻烦不停地回来找你的麻烦你说主啊这到底为什么
And very often it's because the devil is accusing you before the Lord again.
很多时候是因为这恶者啊在神面前控告你。
So there's going to be when the devil is put away, the devil's going to go to the lake of fire. The bad people are going to be sent to hell. The beast and the false prophet are going to the lake of fire. And the devil is going to be bound for 1,000 years. And the world is going to be a wonderful place.
所以这地上会成为非常好的地方因为恶人呢会被丢到地狱里。等候审判那兽和假先知会在火湖里魔鬼呢会被捆锁1000年
So Revelation chapter 20 and verse 3
那我们看20章的3节启示录
God threw the devil into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended
扔在无底坑里将无底坑关闭用印封上使他不得再迷惑列国等那1000年完了然后必须暂时释放他
Alright Is that going to be a good time?
那1000年是不是个好的时间呢
1,000 years is going to be absolutely wonderful
那1000年是个非常非常好的时代
Turn to the book of Isaiah
那我们往前翻
Chapter 11
看一下以赛亚书的11章
Isaiah chapter 11
1126页旧约1126 6, right?
Yeah, I think we'll start with verse 1 just to give a context. Verse 1 says, A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit.
从第一节十一章以赛亚书十一章一节开始读，从耶西的本必发一条，从他的根的，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
So the question is, who was Jesse?
问题是谁是耶西啊？
Jesse was David's father. David was the great, great king.
Jesse was his
father.
大卫的父，大卫是以色列特别伟大的王。
Okay, and so what is happening is that the Spirit of God saying here, there's a promise, there's going to be a day when from the root that was Jesse and from his roots,There will spring up some individual, some man, some descendant, and he will be a great man.
那在那一千年啊，是非常好的一千年。会有什么呢？会有一个从耶西是那个根，是从他里面呢会生出一条枝子来。
It says the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
那神的灵啊，要住在他身上。
The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding counts.Counsel and power of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
It's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就在讲耶稣基督。
Verse 3 says he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
第三节说他必以敬畏耶和华为乐。
He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or by what he hears with his ears.
他行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻。
But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth.
他却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人。
He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth.And with the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked.
他以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。
That's what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do during the tribulation. He's going to put down all wickedness.
这就是耶稣在大灾难的时候他要做的事，他要把那个恶人全部击打。
It says righteousness will be his belt.
他说公义必当他的腰带。
The sash around his waist.
信实必当他肋下的带子。
Okay, so, is that going to be nice?
这是不是很好呢
？Yes. All the bad's going to be gone.
所有的坏人都会离开。
And only righteousness and good will be left.
只有义和好的会留下。
So what's going to happen during the millennium?
那千禧年会发生什么呢
？Verse 6 says the wolf.Will live with the lamb.
第六节说呢，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居。
What do wolves do with lambs today?
今天的豺狼会跟绵羊羔怎么样呢
？They eat them.
他吃了它。
Okay. So the other day, I saw a coyote.
有一天我看见一只这个 coyote 那个狼啊。
I thought he's going to be going after the rabbits.Or the lambs, or anything else he can find.
我猜他一定是在找兔子啊，或者什么小羊羔啊去吃。
But Jesus says the day is coming when the wolf and the lamb will live together.
耶稣说呢，那样的日子会来，就是豺狼和绵羊羔会住在一起。
The leopard will lie down with the goat.
那豹子会同山羊羔同卧。
Okay, the calf and the lion and the yearling together.
少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群。
So how would you like to have your own pet lion?
你有一个自己的宠物小狮子，感觉怎么样
？Okay.Here, lion, lion. Play with his mane. Yeah, lovely lion, lovely lion.
可爱的小狮子可以玩一玩。
And the next line says, a little child will lead them.
下一节就说呢，小孩子要牵引他。
Okay. So you've got a 3-year-old at home, just a little child, 3 years old. And your child comes to you and says, Mommy, Mommy, what can I do for fun today? And Mommy says, You go out in the backyard and play with the lion.
然后你家里有个三岁的小孩子，然后他回来跟你说，妈妈，我跟今天能怎么玩呢？妈妈说，你到后院去跟那狮子玩。
That's what Jesus is going to do.
这是耶稣要做的事情。
Jesus is going to put down all sin. And when sin is put down, even the animals are going to do what's right.
耶稣要把一切的罪除去，那当罪被消除了以后，即使动物也开始做那良善的事。
God never made lions to be bad.
上帝从来不是造狮子是变坏的。
The lions in the Garden of Eden weren't bad.
那在伊甸园的狮子其实不坏的。
They all became bad because of our sin.
它变坏是因为我们的罪。
Jesus says, I'm going to get rid of sin.
耶稣说我要把罪除去。
And he's going to have a kingdom that's going to last for 1,000 years.
他要有他自己的国度要持续一千年。
Verse 7, the cow will feed with the bear.
牛必与熊同食。
Their young will lie down together.
牛犊必与小熊同卧。
The lion will eat grass or straw, just like the ox.
狮子必吃草与牛一样。
The infant will play near the hole of the cobra.
吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口。
So you got a little baby, 6 months old, and he's out in the backyard crawling around. And there's a snake hole right there.And a cobra. And the infant says to, and starts playing with the snake.
然后你的孩子可能六个月，他在后院爬在地上玩，然后呢边上有个蛇的洞，而且是个毒蛇的洞，你的孩子很可能会跟那个毒蛇玩一玩。
And the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest.
然后这个小朋友很可能会会摸一摸这条蛇的脖子。
They will neither harm nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth.
第九节，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，也不害物。
For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地。好像水充满洋海一般。
Okay, well, those are marvelous promises.
这是非常非常美的应许啊。
You listen to the news. You get terribly distressed at all the things that are going on in the world.
今天呢，你去读新闻，你会听到的都是非常恐怖可怕的消息。
Jesus says, "You just wait."I'm going to make it all right.
耶稣说呢，我要把这一切都纠正了。
All right, verse 10.
第十节。
In that day, the root of Jesse, that's Jesus, will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious.
到那日耶西的根立作万民的大旗外邦人必寻求他他安息之所大有荣耀
And he will bring a reconciliation amongst the nations of the world He's going to do all kinds of marvelous things His kingdom will go on for 1,000 years
他的国度要持续一千年他要让所有的人与神和好非常美好的故事
Just another verse or two in
再读一两节经文
Isaiah 65.
以赛亚书同样一卷书65章往后翻1215页 1214 15
Isaiah 65. Just give me a moment.
That's 16, verse 17, right?
Yeah, I think we'll pick it up. Verse
20.
Isaiah 65, verse 20.
20节, 1216页.
It says, never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. But he who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth, and he who he fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed.
其中呢，必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者。 因为百岁死的人算孩童，有百岁死的罪人仍算被咒诅。
So how long will people live in this 1,000-year period?
那这个1,000年里面呢，人们会活多长时间呢？
And the answer is many of them are going to live 1,000 years.
那答案是有很多人要活1,000年。
Okay, that's right. We get to live a long time. You see, when sin is set aside, then that which causes us to age and get old will also be set aside.
所以当罪被消除了以后，那导致我们快速变老、快速衰老的那个内在的原因也消除了，所以寿命自然就长。Verse 21节，
They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit.
他们要建造房屋，自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
Okay, and verse 22, no longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands.
他们建造的别人不得住，他们栽种的别人不得吃，因为我民的日子必像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳碌得来的必长久享用。Verse
23, they will not toil or work in vain, or bear children doomed to misfortune.
他们必不徒然劳碌，所生产的也不遭灾害。What's
that mean?
这什么意思呢？
That means that all the babies born will be healthy.
这意味着呢，所有生下来的孩子都是健康的。
For they will be a people blessed of the Lord, they and their descendants with them.
然后他们和他们的后代都会得着神的祝福。
Now, verse 24 is thrilling. Before they call, I will answer.
他们尚未求告，我就应允。
While they are still speaking, I will hear.
正说话的时候，我就垂听。
Have you ever prayed, and then you didn't get an answer?
你们有时候祷告没有得到回应吗？
And you say, "Why didn't I get an answer when I prayed?"
我们会说，哎，为什么我祷告没有回答呢？
Daniel. We read about this in the book of Daniel.
我们在但以理书读到过这个例子。
Daniel prayed one day, and he didn't get any answer.
但以理有一天祷告，一点回答都没有。
And he prayed again the next day, and he didn't get any answer.
第二天又祷告，又没有回答。And
he prayed for 3 full weeks, and he didn't get an answer.
祷告了3-4个星期，也没有答案。And
finally, the angel came to him and said, Daniel, from the time you first started to pray, I was coming to you. We'd better read the verse so you realize it's true.
所以那个天使来到他这里说，你第一天祷告的时候呢，其实神就应允了，已经来了。但是空中有一些征战。 我们看一下这个但以理书哈。
Daniel chapter
10.
Daniel chapter 10.
但以理书十章啊，14501450页。1451。
1451. Is it what?
Nine. It's actually
9. All right. Oh, it's 10. Thank you for all your help.
10, 12.
That's right. Daniel chapter 10. So we'll start reading verse 2. Daniel 10 and verse 2. In those days... Sorry. I've got to get the other translation here.
We'll 先从十章的二节读起哈。
There is also one in 9, but it's a different one.
There's all kinds of them, yeah. Daniel 10 and 2. Daniel 10 and 2. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks.
他说当时呢我但以理悲伤了三个七日三周。
I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over.
美味我没有吃，酒肉没有入我的口，也没有用油抹我的身，直到满了三个七日。
Was he sincere?
他是不是很诚恳呢？
Did he pray diligently?
他是不是很一直恒切的祷告呢？
And the question is, did he get an answer?
答案是他有没有得到答案呢？
And the answer is no, he didn't.
是没有，他没有得到。
Now the verse that we want to go to next is, yes, verse 12.
那我们再读往下跳，读到十二节，十章十二节。
Then this angel came to him. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel." Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come to respond to them.
他就说，就这个来报信的天使说呢，但以理啊，不要惧怕，因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又在你神面前刻苦己心，你的言语已蒙应允，我是因你的言语而来。
But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days.
但波斯国的魔君阻拦我21日。
Here the devil's name is the prince of Persia.
这里恶者魔鬼的名字被叫做波斯国的魔君王子波斯国的王子。
So here's Daniel and he's praying. Here's God and he's listening. God says to the angel, probably Gabriel, or Michael rather, he says, Michael, you go answer Daniel's prayer.
所以这个是但以理的祷告，这是神。当但以理听神祷告，神听见了以后，他就告诉天使，也可能是米迦勒。那他说呢，你去告诉但以理。
So Michael goes out to answer Daniel's prayer, but the prince of the Persia stops. I'm not sure that this is right. I think I've got the wrong names here. Who was the angel? I'm not sure who the angel
was. Angel, no named.
No, he's not named angel. Yeah. All right. The angel is sent, and he's stopped by the devil in the prince of Persia. So Daniel's still praying. God still wants the answer, and the angel is going to answer, and the prince of Persia stops him.
对，所以发生的事情呢，是祷告的第一天呢，神就应允，天使派出来，在这里呢，恶者把他挡住了，叫波斯国的魔君，所以这里在僵持着。所以这个时间，在第一时间已经应允的事情，在这里停住了。
How long, verse 13? How long did the prince of Persia stop him?
那这个波斯国的魔君阻挡了他多长时间？
21 days. That's 3 full weeks. 21 days.
这就是三个整周。
Okay, then it goes on. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia.
那忽然有大军，就是天使长中的一位，一个天使长叫米迦勒过来帮助我，我就停留在波斯诸王那里。
And so he says, now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future.
现在我来要使你明白本国之民日后必遭遇的事。
But we were reading in Isaiah that the promise is, before you ask, I will answer. How is he able to do that? The devil can't interfere anymore.
所以为什么以赛亚说说你祷告我就应允呢？因为在那个时候没有恶者了，所以不会有恶者再阻拦任何的神和人之间的交流。
So sometimes when your prayers aren't answered immediately, you just say, Lord, make me patient. Something else is going on. The devil is keeping me from getting the answer. I'm going to wait.
有的时候你祷告没得应允的时候，你要求神说求你让求神让你安静，忍耐等候，因为也许有一些事情正在发生，比如说这个恶者正在阻拦你得着那个祷告的应允。
All right, so, I probably should let you ask a question or two. I shouldn't have allowed this to go on so far without questions. But maybe just I can clarify something if you've got a clarifying question.
也许我要留一点时间给大家问问题，因为这个事情的这个内容，如果大家一点问题不问，还是有一些困难。大家有什么？就到现在有一些什么问题？
All right, I've got a question. It goes like this. This is what's going to happen then. Where are you and I going to be if we've trusted the Lord as Savior?
这个是那个时候要发生的事情。那我们今天，如果我们信靠耶稣成为我们的救主，我们会发生什么？
Okay. Who's the boss in the millennial kingdom?
谁是千禧年的老板？
Jesus. Where are you going to be in the millennial kingdom?
那你在千禧年的时候，你会在哪里啊？
You're going to be with Jesus.
你会跟耶稣在一起。
Okay, so he's going to be reigning and we're going to reign with him.
他要做统治，我们要跟他们一起统治，跟耶稣一起统治。
We're the bride.
我们是新娘啊。
So we don't understand. We don't understand at all. All we know is that we're going to have a big job.
我们会有很大的工作要做。
We're going to be with Jesus in this wonderful kingdom.
我们会跟
we're going to be ruling with him.We're going to be reigning with him. We're going to be rejoicing with him.
我们要跟主一起做王，一起统治，一起喜乐，在那一千年里面。所以我们是跟主一起来做王的。
我有一个问题啊，就是说今天讲的这个，我觉得颠覆了我现在的所有的这个知识架构。比方说，等到耶稣再临的时候。大家都活一千年，那就不是现在的生存方式了。我觉得食物、资源、房子都不够住，还有就是说那个美好的世界，什么豺狼蛇啊，都跟我们。那这个现在的这个知识体系都不对了，这个生态平衡啊、食物链法则啊都不对了。
嗯，
就说完全是另外一个。
Yeah, so it's overturn, all her knowledge structure that's based on the current.This world knowledge, for example, the millennium kingdom, so overturned all her current knowledge that these, man can stay with the cobra, can stay with lion, and the man can live for almost 1,000 years, which kind of in conflict with the current knowledge, the current.Science.
Why is the current way the current way? Because Adam and Eve sinned. And they sinned, we got into this mess. Jesus Christ is going to clean up the mess and we're going to go back to the way it should have been.
所以现在的情况啊，现在我们有的知识的源头是因为亚当和夏娃在伊甸园犯了罪，所以导致现在的一团糟的情形，所以耶稣来无非是要把他再回到亚原最初的，要创造这个亚当夏娃在伊甸园的那个状态。
那也不是生活在地球了，这个
是在地球，是在地球，是在地球，对。
Okay, so next week it's going to be questions and answers.
下一周我们来回答问题啊，下一周来回答问题。
Because there's just too much for us to understand.
Yeah, 有太多我们需要理解的。
Let me remind you of one more thing.
那我要提醒大家一件事。
There's going to be great trouble on the earth. People who are Christians, where are they going to be when there's great trouble on the earth?Here's the tribulation. Where are Christians who are Christians today? Where are they going to be at this time?
那这里是当中是大灾难。那基督徒在大灾难的时候，他们在哪里啊？
And the answer, they're going to be up in heaven.
他们全都在天堂啊。
We're not going to be here in those bad days.
对，基督徒就是或者说教会是不可能经历大灾难的。
Okay.Christians get to go to heaven.
在大灾难前已经被提了。
Next week, answers time.
所以下一周我们来回答问题。
Question and answers. Try to make this. We're ultimately going to get to the new heaven and the new earth. And we're just about there. The questions next time.
我们就快讲到最后的部分，就是新天新地的部分了。
Make sure you've gone through the straight gate.And you're walking on the narrow way with Jesus now.
那我们要确保自己进到那个窄门，借着耶稣基督进到那个窄门。
That's what you want.
这是我们要去的地方，这是我们要去的。
You don't want anything here.
我们不想要去到其他的地方。
There. You must be born again.
我们必须要重生啊。去到天堂。
There's where the bride is with Jesus.
这就是教会或者说神的耶稣的新娘跟耶稣在一起的地方。
All right.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you all. The Lord bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we're thrilled because the Bible's got such good news. And that is that the day of the Lord will come. Jesus is going to take charge. He's going to get rid of all evil, and he's going to give us these marvelous times of great blessing, and then there's eternity forever.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，让耶稣能够来除去一切的罪，让我们能够在永恒里和您在一起。
And so we give thanks today for your goodness.
主啊，我们也为您的爱，您的恩典献上感谢。
Lord, help us to live this, we pray.
就帮助我们在这样的环境里生活。
Lord, may each of us say, I want to go through that straight gate. I am going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior right now.
主啊，我们要说我们愿意现在就进那窄门就接受耶稣成为我们的救主。
And then by the grace of God, I'll walk with the Savior and get all the blessings of these good things that lie ahead.
那我因着神的恩典，我们就能够得着他的救恩，能够与他同行。
We thank you then for your goodness, and we pray that you'll bless each one. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们要谢谢您的救恩，也求您祝福我们在座的每一位，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.